And now there's a new album, Despite Our Differences, and a national tour which starts tonight in Cambridge and goes tomorrow to the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London. Emily, how did the two of you discover you could actually work together? Because you were very young when you met.
Yeah, we met in elementary school. We were just little girls, and then we went to high school together and were in the chorus together, and that's when we became friends. And Amy was already playing guitar and writing songs, and I was, so we were these friends who had something in common. And one day we just decided to get together. We went over to Amy's house in her basement and started playing guitar together, and it immediately clicked, and we went on to learn a bunch of songs, and our first gig was for our English class, and we just took it from there. We never had any big plans.
And how did you come up, Amy, with the name The Indigo Girls?
We just went through a dictionary looking for words that were interesting to us, because we had to come up with a sort of a band name in a pinch, because we had an important gig, and we were just going by our last names or something, so... I just like the word indigo. Oh, that's cool. You know, we were young. I mean, we were, you know, 19 years old or something. So,
but you've never been tempted to change it. It's stuck for a long time.
Well, once you have it, it's kind of hard to move away from it.
So. Now, you studied religion, and I know Emily's father is a professor of theology. What role did that play in bringing you together, Amy?
It didn't really play a role in bringing us together, but I think it definitely was a. As a connection, as friends, you know, both of us were raised Methodist, and you know, in college I was a religion major. So, but our images tended to, you know, sort of some of our vocabulary. But it's just a connection around how our spiritual life has grown or evolved, you know, and as friends.
And Emily, how does the writing partnership work? Because you both write.
Yes, we write individually, separately from each other. Amy writes her songs, and I write mine. And sometimes we write constantly throughout the course of a year, but if we know we're going to have a project that we're going to be working on, then we really hone in on the songs, and we get together and practice either at Amy's house or at mine, and that's when we arrange the songs, and that's when it becomes an Indigo Girl thing, and we talk about all the different permutations of harmonies and instrumentation and structure of the songs. We may even change some of the structure. And when we collaborate, it's through the arrangement of the songs.
Okay, let's have one from the new album.
Do it.
Pendulum Swinger.
2, 3, 4.
I meet you for coffee. We get together periodically. And I got a bad case I can't shake off of me. The fever wandering around, wondering how it ought to be. 'Cause you work in the system. You see possibilities, you glistening eyes. Who the hell you gonna give them when they back off the mic for once and give it to a woman? Yeah. I dream like a mad one. Brutal fantasies I catch as catch can. I'm a psychic and a lay woman.
I see love.
I see love and I like to make it happen. Ticker of the nation breaking down like a bad clock. I want the pendulum to swing again, so that all your mighty mandate was just spitting in the wind. Doesn't come by the pool, it's not persuaded. With your hands on your hips, ain't it? Not the company of gunslingers. The epicenter of love is a pendulum swinging. See, love kid, just enough science to keep him sane. Until the last drop of sun burns a sweet light, many revolutions left until we get this thing right. It doesn't come by the pull away.
Great stuff. So what, Emily, was the inspiration for that song?
The George Bush administration and patriarchy in the church. Just a couple things for a pop song, you know?
You've both been activists for a long time on all kinds of issues, but gay activism is one of the things I know that drives you, and you're both gay, although not partners. How easy was it for you to come out publicly, Amy, in the early 90s?
It wasn't that hard. I mean, we, as a partnership, sort of, we didn't like decide one big moment that we were gonna like all of a sudden come out. We were, you know, out in our lives with our families, and it was just a matter of us deciding between each other when it was okay to talk about our personal lives, you know, and we just sort of did it. I think it was actually, I remember it being this college radio press conference that we were at up in the Northeast, and Emily just started talking about it, and we had kind of been waiting for the moment that it would just feel okay, and that
Amy's
was it.
Being gracious about it, because she had no fears at all, and I was the one, like, very early on, I did have some fears about it, which thank God I got over.
I mean, I was scared too. Like, it's not, you know, my theory was they're going to crucify you either way, so it doesn't really matter. You might as well talk about it.
But they didn't, did they? I mean, no, it was largely, I mean, just accepted.
There's more sexism linked to homophobia. It's all kind of tied together, and it's sort of a mishmash, and our audience is so great, and we were playing for frat boys and families and kids and gay people, and, you know, a diverse audience from the very beginning, so it, you know, it's kind of cool.
Emily, I know that Amy has a solo career as well as her career as
a career
as Indigo Girl. All right, she sings solo sometimes.
It's a solo.
Are you tempted ever to go on your own?
I am, not to go on my own separate from Amy, because I think we'll always come back as Indigo Girls. But the strength of our individual lives informs our partnership. And it's just been a case for me, like, I wrote a bunch of songs I thought were going to be on a solo record, and then they ended up going on the Indigo Girls record, and not being as prolific as I once was, I guess I just have to put my nose to the grindstone. But I really do want to make a solo record. It's just a matter of getting the motivation and the timing right for me, and I'll do it.
Well, Emily Salyers, Amy Ray, happily still the Indigo Girls. Thank you both very much indeed for being with us, and good luck with the rest of your national tour.
Thanks for having us.